Investigators believe the cause of the crash was black ice. UHP Lieutenant Todd Roy says Kevin Miller hit it, then went into the median.
The truck did lose control, and it did start to roll prior to the cable barrier.
Roy says steel cables normally absorb the impact of any car that hits them, but in this case, Miller's truck rolled over the cables. Otherwise, Roy says these cables have been proven to be very effective in preventing vehicles from crossing into oncoming traffic. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says they've installed roughly 300 miles of cables since 2003.
We've had about a 95% reduction in those crossover crashes.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.